This is Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm your host, Tyler. And if you're new to the show, I read articles from rockstar real estate investors every single day. Because we know you don't always have time for long podcast episodes or audiobooks. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. Managing your finances used to be a pain. It was either useless apps or overcomplicated spreadsheets. Ugh. But now, with Monarch Money, managing your money is easier than ever. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. Unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it easy to set up, customize, and use. You can even collaborate with your partner, family, or financial advisor at no extra cost to get a joint view of all your finances. Customize your dashboard, notifications, and budgets with a tap. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show right here will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. That's monarchmoney.com/bigger for your extended 30-day free trial.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
The dirty little secret of the fire movement and why it's good news by G. Brian Davis. Love it or hate it, the financial independence retire early or FIRE movement has changed the conversation around financial planning. And any change that provokes new discussion and a fresh perspective is a good change, even if you ultimately side with the traditionalists. So today, I'll convince you that you don't actually need or even want to retire early. What? You want the freedom, flexibility, and intentionally designed life that financial independence offers. The best part? You don't even need to reach financial independence to achieve all of it. Open your mind for a fresh way to look at FIRE. First, the traditional FIRE goal. All right, so financial independence in this context refers to being able to cover your living expenses with your investments alone, to make your day job optional, and to be able to retire if you want to. Here's the thing. Reaching true financial independence, FI, takes a ton of money. If you follow the 4% rule, you'd need $1 million just to generate $40,000 in annual income. Actually, it's, you know, a little bit worse than that. The 4% rule was only designed to keep your nest egg intact for 30 years. If you want to retire young, you probably have to withdraw just 3%. To maybe 3.5% of your nest egg each year. So $1 million nest egg would only produce $30,000 to $35,000 per year. Higher yield real estate investments can help change the math, but the broader point remains this. It takes years and usually decades to reach real financial independence. Even when you invest in group real estate investments targeting 15 to 25% annualized returns like I do, the math to become a millionaire is nothing to scoff at. Reality check. FIRE never looks like the posters. Okay, so when people first learn the concept of FIRE, they imagine sipping margaritas on the beach for the rest of their days. That just doesn't happen. I've interviewed dozens of people who have reached financial independence and even retired early. Every single one of them went back to work in some capacity or another. Some start businesses, others take positions with nonprofits, but still others write books or pursue artistic endeavors. The guy I used to consider the one exception just told me recently that he ran for city council president and won. He's working. No one retires at 40 and then spends the rest of their life doing nothing. We weren't made for that. It takes a self-motivated personality to achieve FI at a young age. As Jeremy Bieberdorf from ModestyMoney.com explains, and I quote, "Giving up that productive drive is pretty tough. Reaching that retirement goal doesn't just shut off that drive. That energy and desire to be productive need to go somewhere." End quote. And so true. Even many older retirees end up going back to work. My mom, Matt Brannon, who conducted Clever Real Estate's 2024 retirement survey, puts it like this. Quote, "Our survey found that 25% of retirees are considering rejoining the workforce in some capacity. While some return to work because they need the income, others return to work simply out of boredom. Others might miss a strong sense of purpose that came with their former careers." End quote. The bottom line is this. Nearly every young retiree goes back to work, even if they take a year or two off first. And when they go back to work, they earn more money. Why that's great news. When I first share that revelation with people pursuing FIRE, they usually find it a little bit disappointing. What's the point of hustling and maintaining a high savings rate if you're just going to go back to work? But that's the wrong way of thinking about it. First, people who reach financial independence start working on their own terms. They do work they love, that they're passionate about, that brings meaning and purpose to every day. It's a much better reason to get out of bed every morning than spending all day watching TV or drinking by the pool. You pick your ideal work. You choose the hours you want to work and the location. It's your show. You call the shots. Here's a quote from Brian Meigs, founder of My Millennial Guide. He said this, "It's a profound shift. No longer working because you have to, but because you want to. It turns the concept of retirement on its head and opens the door to a more fulfilling and intentional way of living." End quote. Once you embrace the notion of work post-fire, your target numbers turn on their head as well. You don't have to cover all your living expenses with passive income. You just need enough to cover any shortfall between what you want to spend and what your ideal work pays, if there's a shortfall at all. And if there's not, you should have changed careers a whole long time ago. Start living your ideal life within 12 months. I'm not kidding. So imagine this. You currently spend $75,000 per year in living expenses. Your ideal work pays $60,000 per year, leaving you with a shortfall of $15,000. Now, imagine you can reliably earn 10% returns on your real estate investments, and don't tell me that's impractical. In our co-investing club, we literally just vetted a 10% note secured with a lien under 50% LTV, backed by both a corporate and personal guarantee from a highly successful investor. It's absolutely possible for real estate investors with either experience or an investment club of like-minded people to reliably earn 10%. In this example, you'd need to invest $150,000 to generate $15,000 per year. If you can invest $50,000 a year, it would take you 3 years to get there. Or you could cut your living expenses by $10,000 a year, so you'd only need another $5,000 in passive income to hit your goal. Then it would only take you 1 year to ditch your day job and start living your ideal life. I know. You have 100 objections about why you can't. You say it's not safe, that the market could collapse any second, that this model doesn't include any future savings rate. For every objection, there's a conversation to be had. Yeah, the stock market can and will see corrections and even bear markets. This is why you shouldn't be drawing down your stock portfolio before retirement and should only live on dividend income for now. Sure, in the first year you quit your day job and switch to your dream work, you might not save any additional money toward retirement, but your income will inevitably grow over time. Besides, by this point, you've probably reached coast FI anyway. Stop arguing about your limitations and start brainstorming your possibilities. Come for the early retirement, stay for lifestyle design. That picture in your mind of retiring early and relaxing on a beach with a cocktail? That's what draws people to the FIRE movement in the first place. But it's not what post-FIRE life looks like. It's a myth. And that's actually a really good thing. Stop dreaming about doing nothing and start dreaming about your ideal work and lifestyle. What kind of work do you dream about? Where would you live? What hours would you like to work? An intentional life by design is the goal, not becoming an alcoholic beach bum. So start mapping out in vivid detail what your ideal life looks like. Then map out the living expenses required, and you might be pleasantly surprised. If your ideal work lets you work from anywhere, do you really need to live in the expensive city or zip code where you live now? Do you really need two cars? My wife and I enjoy free housing and full premium health coverage while living overseas. And we have no car. Our largest living expenses are food and travel. Meanwhile, I get to work on my own terms as the owner of an online business, Spark Rental. We're not financially independent yet, but we still get to live our dream lifestyle. You undoubtedly have your own ideal lifestyle that looks very different from mine. That's awesome. Now, find a way to start living it through a combination of passive income, active income from your dream work, and lower living expenses. That's this Tuesday's show. If you're just getting started with real estate investing and you're ready to jump in on the action, oh yeah, then the Real Estate Rookie Podcast might be for you. Join Ashley Kerr and Tony Robinson for weekly episodes that train rookies just like you. From deal analysis to choosing an investing strategy, these are the experts you want to learn from. Head over to Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast thingies to find the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Rookie Show. You can also head to biggerpockets.com/podcasts. Thanks for spending some time with us today, and I'll be back tomorrow. No, really, if I'm not back tomorrow, something's seriously wrong.